is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big snow headed for a big part of the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Another cross-country storm slamming cities from Oklahoma and Arkansas to the East Coast. An emergency now declared in North Carolina, preparing for treacherous travel and power outages. Up to 6 inches of snow could fall in Kentucky, where some people still don't have power after floods over the weekend killed at least 14 people. The same winter system turning roads into sheets of ice in the plains. In the West, deadly avalanches in Oregon and near Lake Tahoe.
Pope Francis slept peacefully through the night, the Vatican confirms. Got out of bed and ate breakfast. The 88-year-old Pope had developed pneumonia in both lungs. President Trump telling reporters at Mar-a-Lago that Russia has been very receptive to seeing fighting in Ukraine stop. Rapper A$AP Rocky found not guilty at his assault trial in Los Angeles. The jury deciding the gun fired in the direction of a friend in 2021 was fake. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. And this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It is Wisconsin Wednesday. We're talking budgets, ballots, the Birkebeiner, and billionaires. Don't miss it. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it bitterly cold for one more day, partly sunny, a high of only 5 above, wind chill values as low as 28 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near negative 6, a little warmer Thursday, sunny skies, and a high near 17. Right now, it's 9 below.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Jane has jury duty, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and we have Pat Kreitlow at 10:30 and Sean Rowland, who is a Milwaukee County supervisor, talking about why he ran for office. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The good news I bring you on a Wednesday morning, it looks like our weather pattern in Wisconsin is starting to move just a little bit. Hello, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. You know, I've been hanging around Stu Muck for probably going on 30 years now. Some of his ag meteorology has rubbed off on me, along with other bad habits. So what I can tell you is, if you can tie a knot and hang on as far as these bitterly cold temperatures today and part of tomorrow, there are rewards by the end of the week. Yes, cloudy skies today, high temperatures near 11 degrees, but we've got a northwest wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. That means our wind chills are going to be back down around minus 20. Same situation for tomorrow, sunny, highs near 21. But that northwest wind keeps the wind chill a part of our conversation. Then, surprise, Friday we've got sunshine, highs near 22, and winds change direction out of the southwest. I'll leave the rest for Stu, but like I said, just tie a knot and hang on. These bitterly cold temperatures are nearly behind us. Well, the announcement of the executive budget is behind us as well. Governor Evers addressed the state of Wisconsin and anybody else that wanted to listen in on his plans for the biennial budget, which they'll begin work on now, but could take well into the summer to actually complete. We're going to find out more about that. Ben Jarboe got a chance to visit with Senator Pat Testin, who's the new chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, on what he sees in the budget. That's on the way. And, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of us found new tools to do daily tasks like shopping. Are you still using those tools, or do you still take a list to the grocery store? You see what I mean. But when it comes to something like beef, a lot of people prefer to pick that beef out themselves versus an e-shopper. Is that making a difference on the amount of beef sold? Angie Horka with the Wisconsin Beef Council is going to answer that one for us.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
State Superintendent Jill Underley requested $60 million in the state budget for career and technical education programs, also known as CTEs. Wisconsin is one of six states that doesn't have ongoing funding dedicated to these programs, which includes agricultural education. The money would also fund career and technical student organizations. FFA is one of them. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Jill Underley tells me why these dollars were a priority for her in the Department of Public Instruction's budget proposal. She says she does see the value in investing in ag education and other CTE programs. Both of her kids are members in FFA. She also has a background in agriculture as a 4-H member and operating a small hobby farm in southwest Wisconsin.
We do. We live on 15 acres in southwest Wisconsin, and we are restoring the pasture that it was originally into a pollinator field. We're really excited excited about that and what that'll bring.
4-H was your bread and butter growing up.
Yeah, my high school did not have an FFA club, and we did have 4-H. It was very big in my community, and I was just around agriculture all the time, even though I was a kid that lived in town.
And you kind of taken that with you, your love for agriculture, into this position as our state superintendent. In fact, one of the things that you're advocating for in this upcoming budget is funding for some of these career and technical education programs.
Yeah, I mean, we have such a strong history of agriculture here in the dairy state, and I want to make sure that agricultural education is available to all students. And so we're proposing for this budget that hopefully will get added into the budget that the legislature adopts, is to pay all the membership fees for students who want to join these CTSOs, which are student organizations, and FFA is one of them.
How many of organizations fit into that category?
In Wisconsin, we have 6 that are recognized. So FFA, DECA, SkillsUSA, FCBLA, HOSA, and I think we wanted to add Educators Rising, which is for future teachers.
As you said, one of the benefits of increased funding was to eliminate barriers such as paying dues. Anything else that you're proposing in that budget to help make it easier for students to get involved or to grow membership in these groups?
Yeah, one of the other pieces is to pay for the advisor in our schools. So pay their stipend so that they can, you know, enjoy additional monetary benefit for their time to recruit students into the organization, to pay for, you know, their activities. So, because, you know, when you're an FFA advisor, I mean, you're not in your school all the time. You're traveling, you're driving kids to events, you're going to state convention, you're going to legislative meetings like we are at today. It's a lot of time that these adults give up because they love kids, they love working with kids, and so we want to support them however we can.
One of the perks for you as superintendent is you get to travel around and visit with some of these student organizations around the state. Can you pick out any memorable experiences from an FFA group or agriculture classroom during your visits?
I have so many. So the one that come right to mind is New Richmond. I was in New Richmond last year, and they have farm cats and on their school farm, and I love cats. So I was walking around with cats. I met their cattle. You know, I think about Vincent High School, which is in Milwaukee, and the fact that they have an actual farm on their high school campus in the city of Milwaukee. I was just at Marshfield High School just last week. I was at La Crosse last week, La Crosse Central, and just talking with students and seeing the different activities that they're doing, whether it's in a greenhouse or whether it's animal science and small animal care, you know, or preparing for their plant sale, and then just all the activities that these students are involved in, and how it just develops them into the kinds of adults and engaged citizens that we want to see in our future.
State Superintendent Jill Underley reminds us that the governor declared 2025 as Year of the Kid, and so she expects the Evers administration to put education funding, such as a boost for agriculture and FFA, at the forefront.
Investment in education, it reaps the benefits tenfold when you look at early childhood education and high-quality experiences in elementary school, literacy, middle school and high school. We know that career and tech ed, CTE, and these activities like in agriculture, business, whether it's in manufacturing or child development, these activities are why our kids enjoy coming to school. And we know that we need to nurture those activities, because then that helps them decide what they want to do as adults, helps them project their future and reach their goals. And so I don't know how the likelihood of everything that I want getting passed on in the budget. I'm hopeful. I just want to say, though, that these items in my budget were in response to listening to people across Wisconsin. We did listening sessions all last year about what people wanted to see. And these were the activities that came out of those listening sessions. So I'm really hopeful that a lot of this will get passed on.
As the superintendent, do you get to lobby at all to our state legislators for some of the budget priorities?
I advocate. And we have, you know, our budget is basically our lobby, what we want to see, you know, happening in the state for education and public education. But we work with them every day, and we talk about the benefits that these different items would have, not just in our public schools, but in our communities.
Because it may be Year of the Kid, but those kids are our future workforce. And so, you know, back to pulling examples from your time as superintendent, have you heard firsthand stories of how belonging in FFA has spurred an excellent career.
Absolutely. I mean, when I visit FFA clubs and I talk to alumni and they talk about the impact that FFA had on them, maybe they were a shy kid, maybe they didn't have very many friends, but it's all about community and belonging. FFA is one of those things, like I said, it didn't exist when I, at my school when I was growing up. It existed, of course, but I look at the impact that it has on my own two kids. I look at the impact that it's had on the hundreds of kids that I've met that are in these clubs, whether it helps them find direction, you know, as far as what they want to do after high school, but the skills that they develop, whether it's communication, leadership, project management, organization, working with other people. I mean, these are skills that you take with you for the rest of your life, and it's what makes us a great place to be.
Your children are in FFA?
Yeah, my son's been in it for 4 years. My daughter just joined this year. But I look forward to their activities. Like the fruit sale is a very popular one in my family. But I just look at the fact that, you know, it's like they are like family. FFA kids are like family. And again, it just speaks volumes to the inclusive nature of it, and that fact that we all want to belong and we have these common goals.
Last question for you, Dr. Underly. Tell me what it means to have the blue and gold corduroy jackets head to the State Capitol building and tell their story of their personal experience in FFA and why an increased funding package in the budget would be important.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to learn so much, you know, when they go into the Capitol with their teams, basically in their navy blue jackets and talking with their legislators and other legislators throughout the state. Telling your story is so important, just as when you talk about the experiences that you had growing up and the opportunities that you were given as part of, you know, being an FFA. Our legislators need to hear it from them. They need to understand the gravity of what they are going to be looking at in the budget and how this will impact our future.
State Superintendent Jill Underly along with us. We caught up during FFA Day on the Hill this week. Here, student members talk to their legislators about including $60 million in the next state budget for career and technical education programs and those student organizations. As we heard from Dr. Underly, the money would help support FFA advisors and ag teachers and eliminate the need for FFA dues. At the Capitol, students said freeing up dues would mean more money for traveling to competitions and leadership conferences. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demme, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I find him at the end of the microphone, Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, along with us. I kind of baited him this morning, Stu, and said all they had to do was tie a knot and hang on because there are some changes in the weather patterns on the horizon, huh?
Yeah, there are. And you kind of baited me when your note this morning said it's Monday. It's like, no.
Well, I guess I'm not paying as much close attention to details as I thought I was this morning.
That's the first thing you had. It's Monday morning. It's like, what are you talking about?
So let's talk about today then. Much better than Monday just because we're halfway through the week and closer to warmer temperatures.
Yeah, there is warmer air, and it's trying to get here, not too successfully yet. I mean, we still have that big, strong, high-pressure system centering over the Dakotas. That's the reason barometric pressures are rising. I mean, over 30.6 inches around parts of Minnesota, western Wisconsin. That's really high, and that's because of that big, strong system. Low pressure's way off to the south, and there's some snow in Indiana and parts of Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, back to Kansas. There's a small chance southeast Wisconsin could see a little flurry activity late afternoon or evening. That's about it. Not going to amount to much of anything. Some clouds do develop, especially in that southeast part of Wisconsin today, and more sunshine stays further north. It's cold. A cold weather advisory is still in effect for a lot of Wisconsin till 10 a.m. till 9 a.m. western and northwestern part of the state. And there may very well be some lake effect snows up on that far northwest part of Wisconsin near Lake Superior. So we get it all today, but that high pressure system does move in. Skies clearing out. More sunshine Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Temperatures start to moderate a bit. Don't expect a sudden turn, but we do get a slow warming Thursday and Friday. Winds become southwest toward the end of the week. That's going to help out as well when we start pushing into the 20s. And I'd expect two above normal by Sunday and Monday. Up in the 30s, there could be some 40s in southern Wisconsin Monday. And next week really appears to stay on the mild side. In fact, on the above normal side through all of next week. So we're going to wrap up February with a lot more mild weather pattern than we've seen here so far this week. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Big news from Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous farm-made Pam Yonke proud to announce that Bavaria Sausage has earned the Cup of Honor at the recent Deutscher Fleischer Verbrand competition, co-sponsored by the American Association of Meat Processors. Bavaria Sausage was awarded 49 medals for their outstanding old world flavors. That qualified them for the Cup of Honor that recognizes the highest quality sausage houses. It doesn't surprise me. For more than 60 years, Bavaria Sausage has been bringing old world flavors to anyone that wants to walk through the doors at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or online at BavariaSausage.com. It started over 60 years ago when Fred Vohl, an immigrant from Germany, the Bavaria brand began, and the highest quality continues today. Congratulations to all of Bavaria Sausage. Now get some for yourself. BavariaSausage.com. All right, buddy, let's have that forecast. Tell me about the good stuff coming up.
Well, let's start out with the cold weather advisory. How about that?
That's not the good stuff. That's not the good stuff.
I know it. Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update, including that cold weather advisory till 9 in west central and northwest Wisconsin, till 10 elsewhere. I expect during the day we'll have some sun in the west. Clouds develop in the southeast. There may even be a flurry in far southeast Wisconsin yet today. Temps in the single digits north, maybe up to 10 or 12 in the south, and winds still out of the northwest, 5 to 10 wind chills this morning. Some are down around 20 and 25 below. More clouds in the south tonight, clear further north. That makes a difference in temps. Closer to zero in the south, still below zero, 5 to 10 below further north. Northwest winds, 5 to 10. Mostly sunny Thursday. Here it comes. upper teens and low 20s with the northwest winds at 5 to 10. Sunny on Friday. Still those very upper teens and low 20s, but southwest winds develop at 5 to 10. I'd expect low to mid 20s Saturday, Pam, and southern Wisconsin into the upper 30s come Sunday.
Now, while I appreciate the break in temperatures, my snowmobile folks and some of those outdoor rec people are just starting to get the groove on, so hopefully we don't dissipate all the snow real fast.
Yeah, I get the sad feeling as it warms up early next week, there could be some rain, so not good news.
All right. Well, let's just go with the positive that temperatures will be improving after we get past today.
There you go. That's a good way to work.
All right, dude. Catch up with you tomorrow, Thursday.
Right. Yeah. See you then.
See ya. Sumac Ag Meteorologist along with us in your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update to boot. Compeer Financial, your financial partner. Whether it's agriculture or rural living, you can find details and, like I said, some super upcoming webinars on their website. It's all available at the click of a button. Just go to compeer.com.
This is the Midwest.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big snow headed for a big part of the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Another cross-country storm slamming cities from Oklahoma and Arkansas to the East Coast. An emergency now declared in North Carolina, preparing for treacherous travel and power outages. Up to 6 inches of snow could fall in Kentucky, where some people still don't have power after floods over the weekend killed at least 14 people. The same winter system turning roads into sheets of ice in the plains. In the West, deadly avalanches in Oregon and near Lake Tahoe.
Pope Francis slept peacefully through the night, the Vatican confirms. Got out of bed and ate breakfast. The 88-year-old Pope had developed pneumonia in both lungs. President Trump telling reporters at Mar-a-Lago that Russia has been very receptive to seeing fighting in Ukraine stop. Rapper A$AP Rocky found not guilty at his assault trial in Los Angeles. The jury deciding the gun fired in the direction of a friend in 2021 was fake. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
I would say 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would you like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it bitterly cold for one more day, partly sunny, a high of only 5 above, wind chill values as low as 28 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near negative 6, a little warmer Thursday, sunny skies, and a high near 17. Right now, it's 9 below.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Up in the Panky Bowl, like I was...
ask you a question. Are you still using some of the tools that you used during the pandemic to go grocery shopping, or are you back to a list and walking up and down aisles? I'm kind of curious because that's one of our conversations we're having with the Wisconsin Beef Council this morning. You know, buying patterns can influence a lot of what farmers do as far as production. And when it comes to beef, a lot of people prefer to pick their beef out in the store. But with the dominance of apps and delivery service, has that impacted beef sales? We're going to find out about it. Talk Text Line is open for your thoughts on that, or perhaps the state budget. Maybe you're involved in an interesting celebration of National FFA Week. Whatever it is, 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Use that as your artery of communication, you early risers, with us here on the Midwest Farm Report. Welcome back. Well, like I said, it is the 19th day of February. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1878, Thomas Edison patented the phonograph. It was the first machine that was able to reproduce recorded sound. Happened on this day, 1878. On this day in 2008, Fidel Castro actually stepped down as Cuba's president. At the time, he was 81, and he had been in power for 49 years. He stepped down on this date, 2008. Not many happy birthdays today, but this one has been seeing an awful lot of action in Super Bowl commercials. Happy birthday to singer Seal. He is 62 years young. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time to talk with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. Of course, you can give them a call and talk any of your questions through. You're still thinking about a sale, but you have a couple of questions you're not certain about. Their staff will help you out. The other thing is I want to always remind you that the Steffes Group is literally what I call a full service group. They're not just pulling little items together for routine sales. This is their profession through and through. They've got specialists that will do everything about marketing your auction, marketing your items, taking care of the best presentation, the best photography, making sure that you have had complete analysis from top to bottom on what you should expect, what they'll be asking for. Ashley Hewn along with us. I say that because you're getting more and more business in Wisconsin coming up this spring. A couple different sales in Wisconsin that you want to highlight.
Yeah, we got three sales. Just take a look at our website. You can search by area. You can do a single search, just type in a model number. But, you know, we're gaining traction in the state. We're happy to do business. And one thing people are realizing when we're out there talking, we're sellers auctioneers.
Yeah.
We represent sellers. We're there to get the most money and guide you in the right direction. So at the end of the day, you know, we think that our service is free at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, and Ashley and I were just having a conversation about the fact that the Steffes Group staff is very grounded in agriculture, came from agriculture, may still be farming. They don't just talk the talk. They walk it. And
when there is uncertainty in a market like we're kind of looking at right now, Ashley, being grounded in reality as somebody that did it or grew up in it is really important.
Right. And so when it comes to sell, whether it's one piece or a whole farm line, you got to think of where this piece is going to go. And we're not just marketing, we're having a sale at this location. We're taking it piece by piece and marketing it to different places where we know we have buyers.
Now, we've got another one coming up that you might want to take a look at, some into March, some into April, all in your backyard if you're still kind of connected with that drive-by experience for a sale. Tell me a little bit about what you see coming up, Ashley.
I think it's going to be super busy the whole month of March. We're still booking auctions. There'll be auctions that aren't in the catalog, so sometimes we double that number. So if there's 60 in the catalog, we might be looking at over 100 auctions. It's hard to say.
Again, like we said, steffesgroup.com is where you want to go. STEFFES group.com. And I'll tell you what, if you're new in the industry, maybe you're a new lender, maybe you're in insurance, maybe you're get a new client legally speaking, that's not a bad place to go to try to bone up a little bit on values and trends and things like that. Everybody else looks to you guys for trends.
Yeah, they do. And that's why we got our free price app, right? Just download the price app, type in John Deere, Case New Holland, or put in a model number, 3 years of history there.
Ashley Hewitt along with me from the Steffes Group at the 2025 Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. Again, leaning in on Wisconsin and trying to meet more and more growers. You got a question, they love to talk to you. You want to see them, they'll make the trip to the farm. They do business the old school way. Steffesgroup.com offering you a fantastic website, STEFFES group.com. Ashley Hewitt with the Steffes Group.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads up seed treatment.
Well, the governor presented his executive budget last night, and reaction, as you would expect, was fairly swift. Wisconsin Senator Howard Markline from Dodgeville is co-chair of Joint Finance, and he said when he listened to the $80 million proposed in investments to Wisconsin agriculture, there were a couple items that resonated with him.
You know, I've gone through the list of his proposals, and I guess one of the things that I did smile when I saw it, and that was the additional money for the producer-led watershed grant program. That's something that I supported since we first started that program a number of years ago. I've got several producer-led farmer groups in my district. They do great work. And I love the concept of farmers deciding what is best for their land and not having a bureaucrat in Madison do that and come out to a farm and say, listen, this is what you ought to be doing, because farms are different. The soil on your farm is different than the soil on my farm.
That's Wisconsin Senator Howard Markline, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. Markets are pretty quiet this morning in overnight electronic trade. December corn's unchanged. November soybeans are up two at 10.60. December wheat, 2.5 higher right now, 6.32. Barrel cheese dropped a quarter yesterday to 181.5. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged, while AA butter gained 3.25 cents to 241 per pound. Our March Class 3 milk down 3 this morning at 19.57 a hundredweight.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A federal judge sentenced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez January 29th to 11 years in prison for corruption charges and acting as a foreign agent. Menendez, a Democrat, was contrite in the courtroom but blasted the process as political and corrupted to the core in a not-so-subtle appeal to President Donald Trump. Menendez was convicted July 16th on all federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, extortion, wire fraud, obstruction, and acting as a foreign agent in schemes involving an Egyptian-American businessman and a New Jersey developer. In exchange for cash, a Mercedes convertible, and gold bars, Menendez used his influence as chair of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to procure exclusive import of halal processed meat products into Egypt. The New Jersey Monitor reports that Menendez then signed off on billions in U.S. military aid to the government of Egypt, despite the country's deteriorating human rights record. But times have changed. February 11th, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Southern District of New York to drop bribery and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was accused of taking illegal campaign donations from foreign nationals and doing favors in exchange for luxury travel. The apparent quid pro quo with the Trump administration prompted six SDNY attorneys to resign in protest. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's Chairman Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
That online shopping. In studio with us this morning, Angie Horkin with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Time for Checkoff Chats, brought to you by our friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales. They've been supporting the livestock community since 1922. Find out more about their business model at equitycoop.com. Angie, you've got some new data out that shows consumers may be changing kind of the way that they shop, but their commitment to beef, despite the fact that prices are still pretty robust, it sounds like it's remaining strong.
Demand is the highest, second highest it's been in the last 27 years. And of course, our demand is a formula of price and supply. So even if we're selling all of our beef, doesn't mean demand's high. That price element has to be there. And consumers are already spending more than they say they wanted to or that they would. So, demand is there. We have to feel confident about that. We've got great checkoff programs that I feel are extremely important in helping keep that demand high. And one of those being that our work in the retail sector. So 3/4 of meals are prepared at home. It's a very high number. It has been so for the last 4 or 5 years. In 35% of consumers surveyed, and this is through the State of the Consumer Survey, so we're looking at January through June of 24, not that long ago, a year ago, 35% of consumers surveyed anticipate cooking even more at home, meaning, so if we're cooking at home, we got certain amount of outlets where we can head out and buy our beef. So grocery stores, chain stores, number one, that's where our consumers are shopping. Mass merchandisers, number two. That's like 38%. You know, 76% of people shop at grocery stores. Makes sense. They're so easy. Club stores are big. Here in Wisconsin, we got a couple large club store chains, 24%, all the way down the line. But we see three line items there, too, that I really want to talk about. But ordering online and picking up at a local grocery store, 13%. Mm-hmm. Online ordering from your local grocery store and having it delivered, even easier, 11%. And then ordering from online services, so like the Amazon Fresh, Peapod, all those services too, that's even at 9%. So we got three line items there of kind of that online shopping element that really came about, came to the forefront, I think, during the yes. C word, the pandemic, yeah. Right? Just because it was essential in some areas. Mm-hmm. But back then, you know, in 2020, 67% of consumers actively ordered groceries online.
Right.
It is decreasing. That number has decreased, right, but not a lot. So 2023, 57% of respondents are still actively ordering online. 2024, it went up 2%, 59%, okay. Which it could still keep going up.
Right. So much of what we did during the pandemic was a learned response. We didn't necessarily want to order groceries online. It became a necessary function of day-to-day life. And I remember not only beef, but dairy, a lot of commodities struggled to keep the attention of the consumer and help them continue to be educated on the cuts that were available. I assume that's part of why we're still seeing consumers come to beef in that e-commerce space.
It is. And two, you know, now that it's not essential, but we're still shopping online, the highest percentage of that age group, that demographic that is shopping online, is that younger age group. And those are the ones that we really want to reach with beef education, beef knowledge, beef nutrition messages, beef cooking, teaching them how to cook now that they are cooking. And, you know, I talked a lot about these numbers are just retail online sales. You might say, okay, sure, I'm buying my groceries online, but am I buying fresh beef? Because that's a different animal. I mean, it's pretty easy to order your canned peas online. But if I like going to the store and picking my steaks, but 36% of those shopping online are buying fresh beef online.
So they're comfortable.
They're comfortable with it. They're that number is there.
And that is, like you said, that demographic. If we can convince them to make beef a priority in their, you know, checkout on their phone, that's an amazing feat. Because like you said, for a lot of us, we like to see it before we buy it.
Exactly. So what we're doing as the beef checkoff is we're putting some dollars out there in that retail e-commerce space. So we're got digital ads out there on those websites. So those stores with online shopping, we got beef ads out there. And then we're also putting those ads in popular consumer platforms, including influencer cooking and lifestyle sites. So we did two promotions in calendar year 2024. They're national promotions with a large retail chain and then a large big box store. But we invested also Wisconsin Beef Council money kind of to heavy up to get more impressions out there. The first promotion was done February and March, so about a year ago, and promoting beef's nutrition aspects. So February's Heart Health Month, March is National Nutrition Month, so it was a perfect time to run those ads. And every dollar that we spent as a checkoff in Wisconsin, we received a $91.46 return on investment. Pretty amazing. Also amazing about these promotions is we can actually track beef sales. So we know the people that were served these ads. We know who sees it through the power of technology and the web. And we can tell. So then if they see this ad and then they head out and they buy beef within 14 days, we can see an attributable beef sale. To one caveat, though, if you're out shopping with cash, cash is king. We can't track you. So it could be even higher. This is only in trackable purchase methods. But then we came back to, since that promotion was very successful, we came back in the fall and we did a retail e-commerce with another retailer. And that was kind of a tailgating based. So September, August, September. Even better, we blew kind of the first one out of the water. For this one, we saw attributable beef sales at $178.72, almost a $179 return on investment for every dollar that we spent invested as a beef checkoff. So our specific Wisconsin beef checkoff numbers, and then, of course, on the national level. Pretty amazing. And that, you know, those sales was $920,000 in beef sales with that fall campaign of those people that saw those ads and then went out and put beef in their cart online.
And this is just another example of how the Wisconsin Beef Council not only has always been responsible as far as how it spends farmers' checkoff dollars, but constantly keeping up with technology. When during the pandemic, it was a by gosh, by golly, if you put an ad out there, you did not know if they were actually going to put product into that grocery basket. But now, like you said, finding that sales definitely connect with the message and those messages are resonating. I think that's also interesting. Everybody talks about a tight pocketbook and concern about purchasing beef. But the other interesting trend you shared, they're still going to be cooking at home. What they feel like they're gaining by cooking at home, I think they sound like they're ready to invest in a product like beef.
Exactly. And they want a lot of value for what they're shopping for. And beef offers an amazing value because it's so nutrient dense. Our nutrition profile is amazing. And even the protein message now, there's so many consumers that are just heavying up on protein. And just that protein dense foods is comes to the top. And beef is a perfect example of that.
And that trend is expected to continue. We learned that at the UW Ag Outlook Forum, that the drive of protein, high quality protein, be it beef, be it dairy, it's driven by those consumer patterns and those consumer diets, the things that they're doing today. Angie Horkin in studio with us. Again, as she said, just a little bit of money invested from the Wisconsin Beef Checkoff that's doing great things, finding out how consumers are not only seeking out beef, but actually purchasing beef. You heard those returns on investment. For every dollar invested in this particular promotion, almost $179 returned. That's pretty incredible. Want to find out more about the story of beef? Go to beeftips.com. You've already purchased beef. They've got great recipes there. You're thinking about beef. Great nutrition information there. Again, as we said, beeftips.com. The Checkoff Chat today brought to you courtesy of not only the Wisconsin Beef Council, but also our friends at the Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales Barns, supporting the livestock community in many different ways since 1922. Please visit them at equitycoop.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's a good time to be a beef producer. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Cattle producers are doing well these days. Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block spoke at the recent Cattle Con in San Antonio.
It wasn't that many years ago. 25 to 50% of the consumer eating experiences were not good. They were not favorable. And when they came back and they voted with their wallet, we weren't getting their votes, were we?
Block says producers knew they had to act.
The industry got the message. Focus on the quality. That quality focus that we've had as we've looked across the industry is translated to this change in beef demand.
And says Block, it's paying off.
$800 a head is what that demand growth has been worth from the demand lows in 1998. $60 a hundred at the fed cattle level.
Block says cattle producers are putting out a higher quality product.
They expect high quality beef day in and day out, and they expect it to be safe, nutritious, and just a wonderful eating experience. And I think we've been able to deliver as an industry, but we're not there yet.
Block says he expects retail beef prices to go up.
We will see some weakening in beef demand show up in here in 2025 and 2026. That's how markets work, so just be aware of that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns to discuss the results of the primary election. Also, why did Judge Chutkan deny 14 attorneys general requests to block Doge firing? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio as we talk about all the good things going on at Riverdale Schools today. They're on a two-hour delay, in fact, so we were able to snag a few of the teachers here before school starts today in the studio. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit later on about their 4K screening, but Anya Drone is in the studio with us, Stacy Szczynski and Hillary Lilla, and Larry Swigum is here. We'll learn about what they do at Riverdale. We're going to start with Candy Lee. She drew the short straw today. How are you, Candy?
I'm excellent, thank you.